Unit 8, Lesson 8A, Exercises 6 and 7. 1.
Excuse me, we're students who want the council to build more cycle lanes, and we're collecting signatures.
Okay. I don't cycle myself, but my eldest son, who is a member of a cycling club, cycles everywhere. I usually walk everywhere. And it would be safer for pedestrians if people didn't cycle on the pavement.
I know, but cycling on the roads can be very dangerous. There are quite a few drivers who don't pay enough attention to cyclists.
Yes, you're right. And of course, there isn't any form of transport which is better for the environment. Now, where do I sign?
2.
You're standing as a candidate at the next election for government. Now, how is this government, which has seen unemployment increase by 7%, going to persuade people to vote for it?
Well, unemployment has increased because of the world economy and globalisation, not because of this government's policies. However, we are of course very concerned, and we intend to create thousands of jobs in the first year of the new government.
But that's what your party promised before the last election. How do you expect people to believe you this time? What can you say to our viewers to convince them that they can trust you?
The viewers know that the current situation has got nothing to do with the...
3.
Okay. Thanks to everyone for coming tonight. As you all know, we have been fundraising this week for the homeless centre in the city centre. And I'm proud to tell you that we have managed to raise £1,450 this evening. Thank you so much for your generous contributions. Now, before the band plays the final song, let me remind you that the collection ends on Monday, when we will hand over the money to the homeless centre manager. So there is still time to make a contribution if you'd like to. Okay, back to the music.
4.
All students must stand up and be counted and protest against the cuts that this government has made in British university education. British university education, which is paid for by everybody, should be available to everybody. Going to university is a right for the poorest as well as the richest.
5.
Over the next month, you have a choice to make. Not just between two political parties or even two candidates. It's a choice between two very different plans for our country. You can choose to vote for Mary Harrison, whose plan would cut taxes for the people at the very top. She says, if we do, our economy will grow and everyone will benefit. But you know what? We tried that before, and it's what caused the economic problems in the first place. I believe that the only way to build a strong economy is to provide opportunities for the working class, asking the wealthy to pay a little more so that we can invest in education, manufacturing, and national energy and create good working class jobs. The choice you face couldn't be clearer. On the 17th of November, vote for me, Sam Jackson.